nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 9th of March, 2017. Boy, I'm watching a lot of people in and around Washington, D.C. I'll tell you what, folks, the old expression is, you know, you can sit around and watch them suck vinyl up off of their chairs. Well, you know, in Washington, it's leather. I think for the first time, probably in my lifetime, I am watching Congress critters that are visibly shaken. I mean visibly. And we have a tendency to focus on, say, Donald Trump and his first 100 days. Well, he's, what, 30-some days into his first 100 days, and the guy is literally in the middle of a tsunami and a hurricane, a little twister to boot, a little Texas twister. Down here, by the way, we got Texas size twisters that'll literally suck the skin off of a cow and pull up a pavement right off of a road. Yeah, we have those category fives that it's nothing but a death path. But just to give you an idea, so we had to throw the Texas twister in there as well. But if you think this is bad for Donald Trump, think about all these assets that are battling Trump on the Obamacare. You know, we have our Lindsey Williams and our John McCains and the ilk. We know them by their deeds, by their actions. More time siding with the delirious Democrat than anything else. But look at the expressions. Watch their body language. Watch their furtive little eyes scanning a room. They're visibly uncomfortable. And for the first time in my life, this is now noticeable. They're extremely uncomfortable. And they should be. Absolutely. You know, Mr. Ryan and his quick fix to Obamacare, I mean, there's literally cloakroom fights going on over this right now. And this guy speaking for, well, this is a conservative replacement. No, it is not. So when the suggestion came out that, look, we need to strip this Obamacare, a year ago, I said this yesterday, a year ago, everybody voted to dump it. Just get rid of it. And the entrenched ones up there are refusing to yield. Ergo, fights are going on with people that really see this for what it is. That have somehow found the courage that Donald Trump has mustered to just say no. Well, him being president now, there's going to be bills. These creatures were in in meetings last night till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, this morning. They're trying to get this bill concocted. They voted it out of committee, You know, and then we go through phase one, two, three, and it's all BS and folderol. Where the true conservatives that have gotten the Trump courage here are now saying, regardless of what we can slap together here, we need to have hearing after hearing and totally vet this thing out. You know, don't do the trick that Ms. Pelosi was probably Nancy Pelosi will be remembered for her line. Oh, you want to know what's in Obamacare? Well, wait till we pass it, then you can read it. Well, wait a minute. You being a representative, you're supposed to be all over that. You should be telling us what's in that bill before it gets voted on, shouldn't you? But there is a literal crap storm going on in Washington, D.C. Literal. Now, on top of it, we still have the Democrats out there saying, oh, Russian Trump and Russians and this. It's totally been debunked, but that's not stopping them, which shows me how weak they've actually become to hang on with repeated lies rather than just letting it go and moving on to another criticism of sorts. By the way, the secretary told me today that these women marches and let's take the day off. This is actually headed up by some Muslim, and she goes by Sharia law. Now, how goofy and cockeyed is this? Sharia law that, well, you know, if you're a woman, you're only worth half a man. How is that squaring with women's rights groups? How is it scoring with the feminist? Somebody's not paying attention. Here is Larry Klayman. From he's doing Freedom Watch USA, and this is the guy that's been, he's a former federal prosecutor, and this guy absolutely nailed it with the deep state here. Here's Mr. Klayman trying to pursue court remedies, and folks, let me tell you something: the jury box or the courtroom, that's the last stop before restoration project time, if you know what I mean.
Good afternoon. My name is Larry Klayman. I'm the founder of both Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch. I'm also a former federal prosecutor. And I'm the lawyer through Freedom Watch, my group, that obtained two preliminary injunctions ordering that the National Security Agency cease and desist from massive illegal telephonic surveillance on hundreds of millions of Americans. I did this about 2 years ago. And you can find this case. It's called Klayman versus Obama. It's perhaps the biggest victory against the government in the history of litigation at freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. And as I've said in prior YouTubes, we have a whistleblower that we brought forth to the FBI under immunity. And he produced 47 hard drives, over 600 million pages of information under grant of immunity. And some of it's classified. I've never seen it. The FBI has had this information for going on 2 years. And in fact, the whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, testified to FBI special agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett in a secret room in the FBI's field headquarters in Washington, D.C. There, this investigation sits. It was done right underneath the director Comey through his general counsel, James Baker. So when the FBI director comes out in the last few days basically to cover his own derriere, which has been severely damaged in the last year, particularly during the campaign. And he says that there's no evidence that the Obama administration tapped President Trump, and even before that, President-elect Trump and his assistants, his national security advisor, such as Mike Flynn. That's simply false. The FBI director's rear end is on the line. He has not done his job. I've recently gone to the House Judiciary Committee of Chairman Bob Goodlatte and asked him to look into what's going on at the FBI, because what happened to President Trump in terms of being wiretapped by President Obama and his national intelligence agencies, the NSA and the CIA, is not fiction. It's for real. And as Mr. Montgomery came forward and testified, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, other justices, 156 judges, Mr. Trump, when he was a businessman, even me, back in 2007, they harvested me. Because anybody who challenges this government, anybody who's prominent, is subject to potential coercion and blackmail through these intelligence agencies. And it was just Leon who found in his rulings, and again, go to freedomwatchusa.org and read them, that this was almost Orwellian, famous book by George Orwell, 1984, where there was a big brother looking over your head. If there had been a national security agency and a CIA that had this power to conduct surveillance without probable cause, violating the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution in the days leading up to the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers would have been picked up, arrested, and executed before they ever got to Philadelphia. This is highly dangerous. We would not have a Declaration of Independence. And today, our freedoms are under attack. The vision of our founding fathers are being destroyed. And there's absolutely no doubt that the intelligence agencies wiretapped President Trump. And in fact, there's been admissions in recent days that there was a warrant issued to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court with regard to Trump Tower and computers that were there. It's also been reported that Hillary Clinton, on tweets, made reference to that during the presidential campaign about Trump's alleged computer at Trump Tower. Does 2 and 2 equal 4? Do bears live in the woods? These are expressions of lawyers who go before juries. We are now going before Judge Leon. We're going back. We're saying, Judge, you need to open this up. You have a security clearance. You can get to the bottom of it. Because frankly, neither the congressional committees nor the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court can be trusted. These violations of constitutional rights have been going on for many years. They didn't even start with Obama. They got worse under President George W. Bush with warrantless wiretaps. And when they were caught, there was a new law that was enacted called the USA Freedom Act. It's clear that that law is still being violated, even the new law, which says that the telephone information should stay in the hands of the telephone providers until there's a warrant this issue, and unless there's probable cause that a crime is being committed or communications with terrorists. This is a complicated issue. Go to our website at freedomwatchusa.org. It explains exactly what we're dealing with. I wrote a Newsmax story yesterday. It's on our website about this. But what Mr. Trump, now president, is telling you is absolutely true, and this is highly dangerous. God bless you. God bless America. God save America. Take a look what I'm talking about. Please donate to Freedom Watch, We're the Mouse That Roared, at www.freedomwatchusa.org. We're going up against some very, very powerful forces, and we can do things that the Trump administration can't through Judge Leon. God bless you, and have a nice day.
One judge. Let me see. At a retreat down here in Texas, they made United States Supreme Court justice disappear. Folks, we're dealing with some really, really nasty people. More than capable of doing things that you and I could only imagine. We've got a pretty good idea. You know, I've said this before, that when time comes, when all the secrets would be revealed, and that's when we get our constitutional republic back on track, and we can stop this deep state spy versus spy stuff. It will be a different day in America. Now, do me a favor, Mike. Check the emails that were sent over to Dan as well, because I really want that story up. It is by Judge Napolitano. And I'm sorry? Yeah. Is it up there? Okay, great. Because this man breaks it down. Why? I don't know why he wasn't on the wish list here for Supreme Court justices, because I trust Napolitano more than I trust Trump's pick here for the U.S. Supreme Court. But the secret is out. Now you're starting to see, you know, oh, well, what Snowden and WikiLeaks is doing, is that threatening the United States and divulging too many secrets? Well, these are the very agencies, folks, that upset and toppled governments around the world. When we do have full disclosure, I think I'm even going to be dumbfounded as to what this government has done in its past, what it's doing today, and unchecked what it's able to do in the future. Now, do you think that a lot of this contention and dissension, even within the agencies, there's a lot, I'm telling you folks, there's a lot of vinyl sucking up off the chairs everywhere, not only in Congress, but in these agencies as well. Because when you are based on deception, covert this, covering for that, you're up to your eyeballs in lies and subterfuge. And that's what we've got going on in this country right now. You know, I said the other day that, you know, they've been spying on Americans. We knew this. We reported it. We did the stories, you know, and then we became the fake news because we really started to expose the truths that have been withheld from people. So again, I'm hearing the cry come up of Snowden. He should be grabbed and prosecuted. He's treasonous. No, I think Mr. Snowden, in the real world, should receive a medal. Medal of Freedom, if there is such a thing. WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Folks, let me just explain. If the world was without WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, or Mr. Snowden, these people would be quite comfortable in Washington, D.C. You notice how every media has given up on Hillary Clinton and the crooked Clinton Foundation? Stinking to high get out here with provable corruption, jailable, felonious goings on. That's off the radar screen. And we're still repeating Donald Trump and Russians. Andrew Napolitano, he just absolutely nails this. And I'm sitting back, and I finally heard an admission from one of these talking heads. And I think it was even on Fox News. This Shepard Smith, oh my God. You ever watch who he brings in to interview? It is all the organizations that are rotten to the core. You compromised little homosexual you. And why, Mr. Smith, are you hiding that? Because, well, in today's world, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and I guess there's a category of confused that I don't know. You should be running around and parading. You should have your little rainbow flag out there. It should be flying. Oh, but that's right. You're on Fox, and that's considered conservative. So it wouldn't fly. And you know damn right well. And if you went to somebody else, you'd get the Megyn Kelly treatment. You know, there's just enough around your periphery, sir, that would even make the left uncomfortable. Go ask Megan. She's not being well received at all. Rather than this being a straight white paper, right on journalist, doing your job, get in trouble for doing your job, bringing facts to light, like what they just did to Ben Swan. Ben Swan was the one that was out there in mainstream exposing what was going on in Syria and whom was zooming whom and who was backing whom. That we were actually funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda and whatever the hell the soup du jour jihadist of the week was. When we get back, I'm going to get into Mr. Napolitano's take on this. And I was waiting for somebody to do a synopsis that was really eyeballing this and from a legal perspective could put this in order. Well, he did exactly that. And I actually heard somebody on Fox today going, man, I'm really confused. I don't know what to, I don't even know what questions to ask anymore.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
5-5, the number 2, keep it today.
Occasion. It's not very often I have the secretary in this late at night. So she's going to be here for about the next 10 minutes. And if you want to call the network and make a donation directly with the secretary, you can do so right now. Did she say anything yet? I can't hear her. 800-724-2719. And as I said yesterday, I had a complaint from a guy that was blind. And he says, you know, I can't write that down. I've been trying to get it for 6 months. Okay. Forget it's an 800 number. You know that. It's already in your head. 800 number. 724-2719. 724-2719. When you call in, just hit extension 1 and she'll answer that phone. As long as that's phone ringing, that phone's ringing, she won't go anywhere. So keep her here to 9 o'clock tonight. 800-724-2719, extension 1. Andrew Napolitano, he breaks this down quite nicely. And I've been waiting for somebody, as I said, with the legal aspect looking at this, to come out and do a summary on what we're seeing out there going on with our deep state intelligence. Boy, is that a misnomer. Those of us who believe that the Constitution means what it says have been arguing since the late 70s the congressional efforts to strengthen national security by weakening personal liberty are unconstitutional, un-American, and ineffective. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which Congress passed in the aftermath of Richard Nixon's use of the CIA and the FBI to spy on his political opponents, has unleashed demons that now seem beyond the government's control and are more pervasive than anything Nixon could have dreamed of. And let me stop and digress for 1 second to plug this in. This is what Obama did 2 weeks before he left office. It used to be that this information that they were gleaning out there, it went to the NSA. And the NSA at that point decided which of, and they are the Mac Daddy now. Well, actually Homeland Security, but just might as well call it NSA. They would decide what to do with what information, what agency to put it to for investigation or further follow-up. Or you get the idea. Now everybody's getting it. Every agency, some little lowly bureaucrat sitting someplace in a corner of an office is getting it, which would lend credibility to, yeah, there's a problem with the potential for more leaks. Yeah. Any rate, this realization came to a boiling point last weekend when President Donald Trump accused former President Barack Obama of monitoring his telephone calls during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Can a U.S. president legally spy on a political opponent or any other person in America without any suspicion, probable cause, or warrant from a judge? In a word, yeah. Now here's the backstory. The president can order the National Security Agency to spy on anyone at any time for any reason without a warrant. Now this is profoundly unconstitutional, but absolutely legal because it is expressly authorized by a FISA statute. Now, all electronic surveillance today, whether ordered by the president or authorized by court, is done remotely by accessing the computers of every telephone and computer service provider in the United States. The NSA, 24/7, 365, access to all mainframe computers of all telephone and computer service providers in America. The service providers are required by law, required by law to permit this access and are prohibited by law from complaining about it publicly. Challenging it in court or revealing any of its details in passing these prohibitions, Congress violated the First Amendment, which prohibits it from infringing upon freedom of speech. The fruits of electronic surveillance cannot be used in a criminal prosecution, but can be shared with the president. Now, if they're revealed publicly, the revelation constitutes computer hacking, a federal crime. Nevertheless, some of what was overheard from telephone conversations between the Russian ambassador of the U.S. and former Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor, was revealed to the public, a revelation that profoundly disturbed the White House and many in the intelligence community and constituted a crime. More on this after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Play or the iTunes App Store.
The original purpose of FISA was to place the judiciary as an intermediary between nations, spies, and foreign agents we all know are among us. Nothing new, have been for years, going back to the English. The theory was that the NSA would first need to demonstrate to a secret court probable cause that the target of the spying is an agent of a foreign power. And this would restrain the NSA from spying on ordinary Americans. Well, this probable cause of foreign agency was a dramatic congressional rejection of a constitutional standard, namely, probable cause of a crime. For the issuance of warrants, foreign agency is not a crime. The congressional rejection of constitutional norms began the slippery slope in which the foreign agency standard has morphed by legislation and by secret interpretations of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to probable cause of foreign personhood, to probable cause of talking to a foreign person, to probable cause of being able to talk to a foreign person, to dropping the probable cause standard altogether. Anyone who speaks to anyone else who could speak to a foreign person, which is pretty much 7 billion people on the face of this planet, folks. Hence, FISA warrants do not name particular people or places as their targets as the Constitution requires. Rather, they merely continue in place the previous warrants, which encompass everyone in the country. FISA warrants are general warrants allowing intelligence agents to listen to whomever they wish and retain whatever they hear. General warrants are expressly prohibited by the Fourth Amendment. You know what the requirement for that is? That all warrants for all purposes be based on probable cause of a crime and particularly describe the person or thing to be seized, ergo a conversation or the place to be searched. Used to be in this country, folks, you were innocent until proven guilty. Now they sit around and soak stuff up in the hopes that they can nail you with something. And that's when they'll take this information and then magically discover, oh, there might be something here. Then they might present something to a federal judge, and then the federal wheels of their justice system roll right the hell over you. Now, even though the NSA already has the legal throw, even though that this is unconstitutional, the authority to capture any phone conversation or computer keystroke it wishes, its 60,000 agents, no, I did not misspeak, its 60,000 agents lack the resources to listen to all the conversations or read all electronic communications in real time. But it does capture the digital versions of all computer keystrokes made in or to the U.S. coming in, and all conversations had within the U.S. or involving somebody or anybody in the U.S. It has been doing so since 2005. And it can be downloaded, or it can rather download any conversation or text or email at will. That's why the recent argument that Obama ordered the NSA to obtain FISA warrant for Trump's telephone calls and a judge issued a warrant for them is nonsense. The NSA already has digital version of every call Trump has made or received since 2005. Because the NSA, which now works for Trump, is part of the Defense Department. It's subject to the orders of the president in his capacity as commander-in-chief. So if the commander-in-chief wants something that the military custodian already has or can create, such as a transcript of an opponent's conversations with political strategists during a presidential campaign, why would he bother getting a warrant? He wouldn't. Now, all this leads to information overload, so much material that the communications of evil people are safely hidden with the mountain of data from the rest of us. The NSA captures the digital equivalent, if printed, are you sitting down? Of 27 times the contents of the Library of Congress every year. Now, all of this leads to the monstrous power of the NSA to manipulate, torment, control the president by selectively concealing and selectively revealing any data to him. The Constitution does not entrust such a power to anyone in government. But Congress has given it. This is the very same Congress, by the way, folks, that says that presidents don't need to declare war to go blow a foreign nation up and kill millions of people. We don't have to declare war. Just go ahead and do it. Under the guise of what? National security. To go screw with a sovereign country that's not done a damn thing to us, but for whatever reason, somebody in the Pentagon or some such agency sit around and they drink a bunch of scotch and decide, we'll cook something up here and use this as a pretense to go bomb Libya or go bomb Iraq. Or let's go in and support the opposition to bring down Assad in Syria. You get the idea. All of this also substantially impairs a fundamental personal liberty, the right to be left alone, a right for which we seceded from Great Britain, a right guaranteed by the Fourth Amendment, and a right for which we fought wars against tyrants who we feared would take it from us. Yet after we won those wars, we permitted our elected representatives to crush that right. Those faithless representatives have created a monster that is now turned on us. Truer words were never spoken. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. You know, you mentioned yesterday, scratching your head about Donald Trump. I am as well. As you've noticed by my emails today, your website has been, the domain has been blocked by AT&T, and I can't even get phone calls through, which is kind of amazing. So we're dropping in, and a little punishment. They're not going to get a paycheck this month for the service they did not give me. But
Wait a minute. Steve, how did you discover this? And again, what happened with AT&T?
Oh, they blocked your domain, RBN domain. They blocked the domain. I can't get it on my Wi-Fi radio. I can't get it on my computer. I can't get to your website. And Rivero mentioned today that several callers that called in had the same discussion, same problems. And he came back and said, well, your ISP is blocking the domain from RBN, which means you guys are right over the target. They want to keep people keep them stupid, you know, not listening in. And I've had enough. I'm going to take action now. But and that's AT&T, by the way, that's done this. So I don't know whether other ISPs might have done this, but AT&T has done this to me. So
that will go a long way. Thank you for that, Steve. Because you know we were having reports here that you know we could check internally here. You know, from any location here in Texas, I got a bunch of people that emailed me and said, hey, you know, you're not being blocked. I can get the stream. I can get the website and all that other stuff. Depending on who provides your internet to you is the key here. Okay,
yep,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So what I'm concerned about is that, you know, like the Who song, the same, you know, new boss, same as the old boss. This should not be happening under a new president here that's supposedly supposed to stick by the Constitution and governed by the Constitution. I mean, I can't believe this is happening. It didn't happen under the Obama administration, which I expected fully to happen, that we could block, you know, your website. Because you guys do a damn good job, John. You really do.
Well, and you know, if you think about this now, just run through that process of thought. You know, banging on Obongo, this is what they were after. They're after with pitting one against the other. By way of political philosophy in this country. So you let the lying media out there, you know, the people that like us that just, oh, we're just lies, whatever, create the contention. It only becomes dangerous if it's now in the hands of somebody that isn't like Obama or is not a little communist. That's when it becomes a problem. That's when it's not a useful tool anymore. It's something to be controlled or eliminated or crushed.
Yeah. Well, they took it as another step further. Actually, my AT&T landline has blocked me from calling you guys, too, for the call-in. Is that wild or what? So I'm calling you on another line, but I can't even get through on the AT&T landline to get to your network to call in.
Well, I'm going to go as far up as the food chain as humanly possible tomorrow to get to the top people of AT&T. Because yeah. I even have, I use some AT&T services myself. And ironically, it's not blocked where I'm at because my internet is through AT&T and I had no problem getting to my website or listening to any live streams.
Yeah, I couldn't do it today. So
okay.
I don't know. It seems to me you guys are making too big an impact and it's against their agenda. So
well,
I'll keep you more posted on that, but I am dropping AT&T. I got to find another service provider that will not censor and block domains. I just think that's like Nazi Germany stuff, you know. This is crazy.
Well, and folks, you've heard it out there, so be forewarned is forearmed. If you're experiencing problems with connecting to this network or bringing up our page or listening live online or anything else that has to do with your AT&T supplied internet, let this network know because we want to hear from you and we'll catalog it. And I am going to make a major stink with AT&T. Jeez. Maybe it's time.
Hey, thanks, John.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Maybe it's time for another breakup here of the telecommunications companies. Charlie in Louisiana, you're up. Hello, Charlie.
Yo, John.
Go ahead.
Yo, John, I just got a message for your audience out there. Just don't be scared. Don't worry about the deep state. They're just too busy chasing down. Well, they're in wild goose chase country, man. whether they're listening to you on your smartphone or your Samsung TV, you're trying to blow up your car. There's just too much data for them to mine.
Well,
it's all propaganda to keep you behaving.
Well, and Charlie, you've heard me say this before. I speak no differently on a private phone conversation from my cell phone or my home phone. Speaking to anybody, anytime, anywhere that I will not say on the broadcast air. So there's literally nothing for me to hide because, well, it comes to a point that First Amendment and reporting on the liars and thieves out there becomes a crime and I've got to be dealt with. Let them do it. Let them do it. Doesn't scare me at all.
Don't be scared, people. It's all propaganda.
There you go. Hey,
bye, John.
Thank you. And that's that. And thank you for saying that, Charlie, because you know what? He is exactly right. Because what their number one tool is fear and intimidation. Fear and intimidation. And how many times have you heard me say this, folks? Ad nauseum. You know, what are you folks out there afraid of? You know, perception becomes your reality. If you perceive that they're spooking and pooping on you and they're going to get you in this, that, and the other, guess what? Without lifting a finger, they've accomplished their job. Fear and intimidation. These people do not, I mean this, folks. Understand what I'm telling you is 100% the truth. I do not fear these people. I feel sorry that they're a part of the takedown of what was once a great, great country and can be again. But for those that are out there that are antithetical to what we are, your time is limited. People are waking up and we will have our country back. Come hell or high water or a rope around your damn necks. Your choice. Ron in Texas. Hello, Ron.
Hello, John. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir.
I had a couple of ideas. Maybe you should, on the side, build up a bulletin board system that could be dialed into, you know, like we used to do days ago. You had to even call one out of town. It was a long-distance call, but you could type in and view information and share ideas on a bulletin board system.
Mikey, do you know what he's talking about? Mikey's too young.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Going to have to get one of the old parts around for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, do me a favor, Ron. JohnStatmiller@hotmail.com. Shoot me over an email with the bullet points, and I will look into a bulletin board.
Okay. Well, what I was calling in about, and yeah. I had sent Mike Rivero about a week or 10 days ago screenshots, including what I would get, and they would come back and say, well, you know, you need to be sure your software is up to date and blah, blah, blah. Well,
are you now you're talking specifically about you trying to listen to Michael Rivero through this network and you would capture screenshots that were telling you what?
No. I was trying to watch his video.
Right.
And you were talking about AT&T. I'm having this experience with Suddenlink. Apparently is blocking some of the internet systems, and they come up and they say error. The source cannot be found. Now, this is using Firefox and the latest Flash player and the whole bit. I can get everybody else fine. These two, you Mike Rivero and Alex Jones, are both being blocked, apparently, by the company here called Suddenlink, the internet company. Now, if I use another browser, an open source browser that I found is pretty keen, called Lunascape, and it's a whole lot like Firefox. Anyway, it uses all three different browsing engines in one open source container. And I find it one of the best I've found as an alternative to everybody's favorite Firefox called Lunascape, Lunascape.
Mike, do me a favor. He's on the phone right now. Let him put that on hold. And Mikey, lunascape.com. Why don't you post that on the website? Having problems connecting? Try Lunascape. Lunascape.com.
Yeah. Anyway, I use Lunascape. I don't have any problem connecting to any of the shows.
Well, and that's rather fascinating. you know, I expected this to happen, and I wonder if this has anything to do with maybe Obama opening up all this stuff to all these various agencies and board bureaucrats sitting around that might have the power to put in IP blocks. Because the telecommunications companies, as I just mentioned here, the Napolitano, they can't even publicly say, they can't even complain that the government is compelling them to do whatever. And even though that they would find IP blockage going on within their own purview, that they can't say anything about it. So this is more than likely coming out of some intelligence agencies that are being done through the communications companies, and AT&T may not even be aware of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my heads up for you on this end, John.
Well, thanks.
And appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it very much. Mike in Colorado, hang on. We got to take this break. 800-313-9443. We've got a lot more stuff coming your way, folks. They're starting to show their hands at the poker table, aren't they?
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots. Stand over.
We are back. Mike in Colorado. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, John, quick question for you. I just heard the first part of your show, and then I had to take a phone call, so somebody might have covered this. But do you believe it's possible that the CIA can't keep their own secrets?
yeah. And
I got puzzled by that.
Yeah, and I think that's what you're seeing right now. This is part of the, you know, let's go get Snowden. Let's deal with Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has given so much information, and it's only been 1% of what they actually have a record of. I think the intelligence agencies are scared to death. So along with the day-to-day collusion and dismemberment of people and whatever else, when the danger presents itself to actually show the world what the CIA has actually been up to, wouldn't you be scared?
Well, sure, but part of me thinks with an organization that has tentacles in just about every government and every overthrow and every arms and drug and child deal across this world, it almost seems like it's impossible that they didn't leak that themselves.
Why would they? I mean, wait. Listen to what you're saying here, Mike. It is true that the CIA is in there to topple governments, to start revolutions, to back the wrong guys, to do all kinds of clandestine, illegal, and against international law. The one thing that they would not want to have happen is not only the people inside the United States realizing this and realizing it, and there's no counter argument, but for the rest of the planet that we have been screwing with for how many years?
Yeah, since the late 40s, early 50s. But is it possible that they want to put, they seriously want to put both sides against each other?
Well, yeah. I mean, subterfuge would be a way to do it, you know, confound and confuse, but eventually, would keep digging at it, the Larry Claymans and people out there that are releasing information. You know, I mean, we got a guy with 50-some hard drives, was given immunity. He's got over 600,000 pages of documents, and the FBI has been sitting on this for 2 years.
Fair enough, yeah. Maybe I overthought it.
Yeah, well, and you know, they're in gray shaded area time. You know, there is always plan A, and if that blows up, we got plan B, and if that goes awry, well, you know, we can go to plan C and divert off into something else and cover our trail. As it stands right now, the information that's out there that has not, just the stuff that we have learned so far, which is monumental, think of it this way, that's only 1% of it. 99% yeah, yet to come, and the sword of Damocles is swinging ever more closely to their scrawny little necks.
All right, I'll keep buying ammo. Talk to you later, John.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, by the way, I talked to AR Outfitters today, and I said, you know, I said to the owner, I said, people don't realize, they do not realize that they should be upgrading, because when the foo-foo hits the fan, folks, you know, there's not going to be shipments of AR-15 parts going through UPS and FedEx. I can guarantee you that. Gun shows will up and disappear. And anybody that's got inventory on anything, that's going to up and disappear. So what I've been gently trying to remind you of, for your main defense weapon, you need to do the upgrades to that. And the good thing about it is they don't expire. They don't dry up and blow away. They don't rust apart. They don't die. Keep that in good shape, and this is a true relic that you could pass on from generation to generation to generation. A lot of firearms out there, a lot of people have firearms right now that are more than 50 or 100 years old that work just fine. But do the upgrades, because when it comes time that you decide, well, maybe I need this scope, it won't be available.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.